If you're the police, where are your badges?
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Get it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
He wins, he takes the cock. I win, I take his finger. Is that so strange?
Line engine, you're up against a monster 20 miles long and 2 miles wide, 40 square miles of agonizing death. You can't stop it.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Round up the usual suspects.
Silent Breed is people!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Welcome to Paleo Cinema Podcast.
Paleo Cinema Podcast is a fortnightly podcast about movies. All kinds of movies. Crime movies, science fiction movies, horror movies, movies with cool actors you've never heard of in them, movies where CGI stands for criminals, girls and ice picks, classic movies, cult movies, and any other movie Terry wants to rant about as long as the movie is more than 20 years old. You can find the podcast website at paleo-cinema.com. The voicemail number is 206-350-5440. Or you can email or send MP3 voicemails to cultguru@gmail.com. That's cult with a K. This podcast usually contains swearing and is probably not safe for work unless you work in a brothel or a David Mamet film.
Hello and welcome to Paleo Cinema Podcast 101. My name's Terry Frost and this time I'm filling space while I get the Martian drive-in together. There's been a bit of a delay, to be honest with you, and it will be produced next week, but because I normally put out my podcast on this week, I thought I'd fill in with a music podcast. Now, I know there are a few people who like the music podcast, so I thought I'd chuck one in here just to fill the gap, and then kind of cram another one in next week, and then 2 weeks to the next Paleo Cinema. Can get confusing, but I should be able to keep it straight. How is everyone? It's been kind of dramatic here. I had heart palpitations, which is really interesting. And so I went off to see the doctor, and the doctor said, you've got a slight flutter in your heart, so we're going to do some tests. So I've got like blood tests and piss tests and two ECGs. I got an ECG on the day that I found out about this. And it showed the heart flutter, which was a bit of a worry. Now, so, of course, I had to go get the test. So I got the blood test. I got the urine test. And today I went back to get the results. And guess what? Nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong now. It was a kind of ephemeral thing caused by stress. So what I did was I'm eating better. I'm getting a bit more exercise. And I've cut down on the coffee. And the ECG I got today, and they shaved bits of my chest, so I look kind of patchwork at the moment. But the ECG I got today is all fine. So I got a clean bill of health. All the blood came through right. The prostate, the liver, the kidneys, the blood sugars, the lipids, the whole lot came through lovely. So I'm nice and healthy, which kind of makes me glad that I live in a country that's got some form of socialized medicine, because all of that essentially cost me nothing. I do pay a Medicare levy annually on my tax, but apart from that, it didn't cost me anything to get all that done. Two ECGs, blood tests all over the place, piss tests all over the place, zip. So if you live in a country that doesn't have socialized medicine, you really need to kick some people in the ass and get it, because I was under stress enough. And I really would not have liked to have had the extra stress of worrying about paying for the medical tests. And it's quite dangerous as well. People are disinclined to get medical tests done if they can't afford it. But anyway, leaving aside that thing, it's been going pretty good here. Saw the Avengers, and of course we see it 2 weeks before the Americans do. Well, 10 days really. But I saw it first day, 3D, with my mates Jamie and Sarah. We had terrific seats, dead center, a little bit back, and it kicked ass. I can recommend it highly. You find out who the villains are going to be in Avengers 2, which is kind of cool right at the end. Mark Ruffalo's Hulk is fantastic. Robert Downey Jr., terrific. Chris Evans, pretty good. Chris Hemsworth, good. Scarlett Johansson did pretty good. Jeremy Renner, loved Jeremy Renner as an actor. Did really good as Hawkeye. He had his own arc in there, and he's a solid character actor. I really like the toughness that he brings to roles, and he's got a thing where he's a combination of toughness and sensitivity, and I think that really works well. Of course, the Hurt Locker demonstrated that really well. He just immersed himself in that role, but... Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, oh, sorry, most of you can't have seen it yet, but when you get a chance to see it, I recommend it. Good superhero movie. Joss Whedon really brings his A-game to this one, and there's some fantastic set pieces, and yeah, do check it out. Sal and I are actually going, because Sal didn't get to go when I saw it on the 25th, but Sal and I are going to go on Monday and check it out as well, and I'm on 2 weeks vacation, which is kind of cool. We're not doing too much. We're going to do a few day trips around the place, but mostly it's R&R, chilling out, having a good time, doing a little stuff in the garden, and watching movies, of course, which was hampered a little bit because the Foxtel box, which is our cable company, and they provide a PVR to record things, it shat itself, and the hard drive conked on me. And I had some really good movies there. I had 8.5 recorded. I had Rules of the Game recorded. I had a whole bunch of other stuff that I wanted to watch, foreign language films. I had a list of them I was going to watch while I'm on holidays, and they're all gone. So I'm recreating the list now, and I'm going to indulge myself in some quality cinema as well as the usual trash that I watch. So, yeah, that's about it. So I probably should get into the music now. I'm not going to do feedback this time around. I'm going to leave the feedback to the next Paleo Cinema, but which will be in 3 weeks' time. But 4 weeks' time? I don't know. Something like that. What the fuck? But one way or the other, and I'm going to stop this thing from beeping at me, just like that. Give me a sec. I'm just going to turn off my iPad here. And by the way, I am using the Bluetooth headset again. Let me know what you think of the sound quality on this. I'm kind of... enjoy the freedom of not being tethered to the laptop. But anyway, first music. There was a 1960s kind of teen flick, very early 1960s teen flick called Summer Holiday with Cliff Richard in it. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, kids go on a holiday in sunny climates, dance and sing and all that kind of thing. But I thought I'd play a track from the soundtrack of Summer Holiday just to get us started. This one's called A Swingin' Affair. Now, you've got to remember, in the early 1960s, swinging meant something different than it did at the end of the 1960s. So here's Cliff Richard from the soundtrack of Summer Holiday with A Swingin' Affair.
Ours will be a swingin' affair. We won't be tied, we'll be as free as air. For we won't care what tomorrow brings. It'll be just one of those swinging things. Ours will be a swinging affair. We will just be a very casual pair. For love won't make us an April fool. Now we've both decided we'll play it cool. We'll share a few laughs, we'll share an odd date, we'll share a few kisses when it's growing late. And though the stars and moon may shine up above, we'll enjoy the magic, but we won't fall in love. Ours will be a ring-a-ding-ding, just for kicks. We two will have our fling, and we'll have fun while there's time to spare. For we'll both enjoy our swinging affair.
let's have a swinging affair. We won't be tied, we'll be as free as air. For we won't care what tomorrow brings. It'll be just one of those swinging things. Ours will be a swinging affair. We'll just be a very casual pair. For love won't make us an April fool. Now we've both decided we'll play it cool. We'll share a few laughs, we'll share an odd date, we'll share a few kisses, though it's growing late. We won't fall in love. Ours will be a ring-a-ding-ding. Just for kicks, we two will have our fling. And we'll have fun while there's time to spare. For we'll all enjoy our swinging affair.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Just for kicks, we five will have our fling.
And we'll pretend we are not aware.
This is more, so much more than a swinging affair.
That was Cliff Richard and Grazina Frame with A Swingin' Affair. Okay, there are three definitions for the word jazzbo. The first one is a pretentious arse-licker. I'm checking out the Urban Dictionary for this. So jazzbo, a pretentious arse-licker, has high opinions of himself, wishes he had talent but never will, can't stop whining. That's one definition. Another definition is a derogatory nickname for African Americans. It came up in the South during sometime in the 20th century and is considered to be very uncool. But there is a third and a cool definition of jazzbo. And that is a jazz musician, a DJ, or a connoisseur of jazz, particularly guys of a certain age. So under those particular, that particular third criterion, I've been a jazzbo for a very long time now. So, I'm going to play a jazz track for you now. Okay? This one is Eddie Jefferson singing one of the great jazz standards, Moody's Mood for Love. And it is very cool. And if you disagree, that's okay, but your taste is all in your mouth.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul, it snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above there in the clear blue sky. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love. And tell me why I stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go a-talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud up above us. Go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together can endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you let me love you and get a relief from this awful misery? What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand me now, baby? Please pull yourself together. Do it soon. My soul's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my dear. Oh, baby. So good, let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a true place to keep our lovely state of mind. I'm so tired of being without love. Never know what love's about. Take a minute, come on in, man. You can blow now if you want to. I'm through.
I love that one for a couple of reasons, one of which is it's very mid-century, 20th century jazz, and the whole ambience of it is that 1950s nightclub vibe, and it does evoke that place really, really well. So on to something a little bit different. I've just got to work out what it is. Okay, yeah, got it. It's not too different, actually. It's very much in the jazz idiom, as they used to say back in the day. There are two schools of thought. One lot of people like Alvin and the Chipmunks. They think that they're cool. They kind of like the witch doctor ooh ee ooh ah shit. And there are the other ones. There are the hip people. And they're the ones who much prefer the cooler jazz version, being the Nutty Squirrels from the late 1950s. So I'm going to play a track from the Nutty Squirrels because I love it. And I think that Nutty Squirrels songs get in your brain as an earworm, and once you hear it, you can't get it out of your head for a while. So this one's called Ding Dong for reasons that become obvious when you hear the song. And again, it's very middle 20th century, kind of cool, hip, and you'd beret wearing sunglasses on at night, sitting in a nightclub, smoking marijuana kind of song. And here it is.
Thank you.
Okay, I thought I'd do something Australian. This one's a really, really rare track. I found it in the 1970s on a cassette for about a dollar at a Woolworths shop back in the day. Now, I like this song a lot. It really kind of cheered me up at a time when I needed cheering up. It's by a jazz musician from Sydney called Edwin Duff, who's now 84 years old, sorry. And it's called It's a Great Life. I really kind of like it. It's got that a very kind of 1970s Australian television arrangement to the music. I'm not sure about the quality of it. I've done everything I can. I've actually still got the cassette. It's one of the few things I own from those days, literally. And I'm not shitting you when I say that. I've carried it through from the 1970s till now. And I think it may, in fact, I'm fairly sure it's the only thing I have from those days. So I'm going to play it for you now, and sorry about the sound quality. I've ripped it from the cassette. Sal and I bought ourselves a turntable thingy that you just plug a cassette into the side of it. It'll record it onto a CD for you. So hopefully the sound quality is fine, and I'm really nostalgic about this one. I really like it a lot.
It's a great life, you'll get the thing you go after. Hold out for good times and laughter. This is your chance, so go for today. Yes, it's a great life, why don't you reach out and take it? Jump for the top and you'll make it. Stick with your dreams and you'll find your way. Straight ahead, you'll go through a thousand doors. Great life, you'll find the love of your seeking. Love is the one thing worth keeping. Love will come if you've got love to give. It's a great life, you can live, you can live, you can live. Yes, it's a great life, go get the thing that you are after. Hold out for good times and laughter. This is your chance, so go for today. Yes, it's a great life, why don't you reach out and take it? Jump for the top, you're gonna make it. Stick with your dreams and you'll find your way. Straight ahead, you'll go through a thousand doors. Straight ahead, the world can be yours. Yours in this great life, you'll find the love of your seeking.
You are definitely not going to hear that one anywhere else. It's very rare. And, there are things that are kind of touchstones in your life, and that song's one for me. I'm going to now play a very cool track, which is kind of like 1940s hip. And it is the Mills Brothers. And I'm going to back announce the track.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love.
We'll be right back. like an incandescent wired globe for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Thou aeronautical boevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glow and glow.
Of course, that was Glowworm by the Mills Brothers. I'm going to play a little bit of Julie London now. Julie London was interesting. She had a slight career in cinema, but was better known as a singer, mostly because, not because she was a fantastic singer. She was okay, but because she was stunningly beautiful. And also the fact that she married Bobby Troop, who had a band at the time. But anyway, here's Julie London singing a song which has a very, very, very cool title. Nice Girls Don't Stay for Breakfast. So we'll try a little bit of Julie London.
Nice girls don't stay for breakfast. That's what they all say. From New York to Rome, Emily Post would surely say to her host, I've dug the evening the most, but please take me home. Nice girls don't stay for breakfast, and I'm a nice girl, you know that I am. If you're impressed with these words I professed, I had just one small request. Pass the jam, please pass the jam.
Okay, so you're asking yourself what's missing from this musical episode of Paleo Cinema Podcast, and I'm going to answer that for you. Teenage Necrophilia. So I have found a track which I have ripped off vinyl, so I got it straight off a licorice pizza. It's a novelty track called I Want My Baby Back by Jimmy Cross, and it has Teenage Necrophilia just to keep you happy, because I know what kind of twisted audience I have.
Again, I remember we were cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby. I want my baby back. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
There you go. Don't say I don't do class with a capital K. That was Jimmy Cross with I Want My Baby Back. A nice bit of a teenage death from 1965. Let's see. What am I going to play next? Okay, so we're going to go now with a bit of paleo cinema world music. This one's by Nestor Amaral, who was one of the musicians who played in the Three Caballeros. So it's a version of one of the tunes and songs from the Three Caballeros, Bahia. And it's very much kind of got that Brazilian middle of the century beat to it. So I kind of like it. It's a little bit long, but it's very evocative. And I really enjoy it just for chilling out. And as I am on vacation now, chilling out is at the forefront of my mind. Thank you.
faço meu lamento hoje, na desesperança hoje, de encontrar pra esse mundo um amor que eu perdi. Na Bahia vou contar. I live in the memory of many dreams ago, when the stars were bright and you were mine alone. My love for you cannot die, though the oceans run dry or heavens fall from the sky. Now you're gone, bye. My heart will beat again. Sapateiro, encontrei dia a morena mais frajola da Bahia. Pedi-lhe beijo, não deu. Abraço, sorriu. Pedi-lhe a mão, não quis dar e fugiu. Bahia. Arranja outra morena igualzinha pra mim.
This next one's from an album called Songs for a Smoke-Filled Room by Elsa Lanchester, the actress who people best remember for being the Bride of Frankenstein. She was actually the bride of Charles Laughton, and they had a very long marriage and a very companionate marriage. Charles Laughton didn't have any sexual interest in women, but they did this album together where Elsa Lanchester sings kind of music hall type songs with little saucy lyrics to them, and Charles Laughton does pithy little intros to them. I've got the album and I ripped the audio from the original vinyl. And the interesting thing was I saw a label on the front of it saying I bought it for 5 cents. Now, the quality of the album is fantastic. There may be a couple of pops and crackles, but given the fact that it's at least half a century old, probably more, I think it's a pretty good deal for 5 cents. But here it is. A nice little ditty by Elsa Lanchester.
All songs which the trade calls grass skirt numbers reduce Elsa to helpless merriment. So she talked a friend of hers into writing the following outrage.
On a tropic island, warm and lazy, there's a lady all the sailors know. She has driven dozens of them crazy, but they flock around her even so. When she strums and plays her ukulele, with a frangipani bow. Her admirers all admit it really isn't so much what she does as how. Fiji Fanny in her little cranny underneath the frangipani tree. Her gyrations cause the chief temptations of the population from Bombay to Waikiki. For her hula, when the nights grow cooler, never fail to raise the mercury. As they crowd in, all the boys are loud in praise of Fiji Fanny and her frangipani tree. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Once a foreign man of strange demeanor landed on the island for a spell. She was sure that soon as he had seen her, he would fall as all the others fell. But it seems his interest was in botany, and for every favor she would grant, all that he would say was, "Have you got any frangipani seeds that I can plant?" La 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 la. As Fanny lay asleeping, she awoke to a suspicious sound. This mysterious stranger came a-creeping. Stealthily he sneaked along the ground. To herself she said, "I knew he'd weaken. I'll be still and see what he's about." Horrified, she saw what he was seeking as he stole a frangipani sprout. Fiji Fanny in her little cranny underneath a frangipani tree. Now she gazes through the tropic hazes at the far horizon and the blue and empty sea. So, dear sisters, never trust the misters when they start to talk of botany. There's more moolah sticking to your hula neath your frangipani tree. Fiji Fanny in her little cranny underneath the frangipani tree. Playing possum underneath a blossom, certain that someday she'll find her opportunity. In the meantime and in between time, she's decided it's more fun to be undulating than to just sit waiting neath your frangipani tree. La 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 la.
And now for something completely different, some Oz pop from the 1960s. This is a band called Iguana, about which I know very little, with a song called California My Way. The 1960s in Australia, people were looking towards America. Pop, that's where pop music was at in the late 60s. Early 60s, it was England and the Beatles. Towards the late 60s, some people drew their influences from California. And this song kind of is very indicative of that.
California, my way, every day you go to hell.
You know, I'm a big fan of close harmony music. I like the Four Aces, the Mills Brothers, the Four Freshmen, though the Four Aces tends to be a Wild Cards reference. But anyway, I thought I'd play a couple of tracks from the Four Freshmen, who had very close harmonies. It's a style of music that's not very popular now, but I kind of think it's cool and groovy. This first track is Speak Low, which is a song written by Kurt Weill, who did the Threepenny Opera with Bertolt Brecht, and then wrote the libretto for a musical which then became a movie called One Touch of Venus. I've talked about One Touch of Venus in the podcast. Young Ava Gardner playing the goddess Venus come to life from a statue. Very cool movie. The song is quite cool, even though they didn't use Ava Gardner's voice in the movie. This one's by the Four Freshmen. Speak Low.
Speak low, when you speak low, our summer day withers away, too soon,
speak low,
speak low,
when you speak low,
speak low.
Our moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon.
Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, I feel wherever I go. Tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon.
Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief.
We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends too soon,
I wait, darling, I wait.
Will you speak love to me, speak love to me, and soon? Time is so old and love is so brief.
Sands, everything ends
too soon, I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak love to me? Speak love to me. Speak love to me, speak love to me, and soon.
Brazil that I knew, where I wandered with you, lived in my imagination.
Brazil, where hearts were anything too. We stood beneath that amber moon and softly murmured someday soon. We kissed and clung together then. Tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away. with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of.
Return, I will, to old
Brazil.
That was the Four Freshmen with Brazil. Now, the next track, I was reluctant to put it on here, actually. It's very transgressive. It's very wrong. And I don't condone anything that is said or done by a clown in the following audio track.
Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Boys and girls, my name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anybody wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it. Really, really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. We go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any rules. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares. Oh gosh, I haven't had this much fun since last Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap.
Mommy, Mommy, Kinko heard me.
But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI.
But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears. Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in the car.
Goodbye, boys and girls. See you at the turn of the century, because Kinko really loves you boys and girls. Really, really.
Not saying anything about that, I'm just leaving it out there. I'm going to finish up now with a track which was a good track for DJs back in the day because it was fairly long. It's about 5 minutes or so, which gave them time to either sneak out for a piss, sneak out for a snog, or sneak outside for a cigarette. It's Barry Ryan's kind of classic Eloise, And I'm not going to put anything after that. But anyway, I'll be back in a week with the first of the Martian Drive-In podcast. I'm really looking forward to doing that. And please, feedback to cogguru@gmail.com. We want iTunes reviews. Send me any promos for your podcast. If you like, I'm going to be doing some promos next time around. And take care of yourselves. Enjoy your movie viewing and your audio listening. Until the next time. Bye.
I'm there and heaven knows I hope she goes. I find it hard to realize that love was in her eyes. It's dying now. She knows I'm crying now. Sun that makes the day, that lights the way. And when that star goes by, I'll hold it in my hands and cry, love is mine, my sun will shine. I'd love to care, but she's not there. And when I find you, I'd be so kind, you'd want to stay. I know you'd stay.